Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filtered to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
The Bert Show.
So Wendy here is going through an interesting time with some dude, dabbling back and forth with, she's been dating some guy. But it has raised the same question that we've had on the show now for 7 years. If a guy just isn't into you, then how does he tell you that? Because that's really what you're struggling with here.
Well, yeah, just tell me. No, went on a couple of dates with this one guy and had a great time. Great time, like texting back and forth, like nice stuff. Like it's not anything that I wouldn't text to somebody that if I didn't like them, I wouldn't send them these text messages. You know what I mean? So it was great, great, great. And then two Sundays ago, it just stopped. Nothing.
Nada. And the date before the stopping of the text occurred when?
That was on Thursday.
Thursday night.
And then we texted until Sunday.
And what were those texts like from Thursday to Sunday?
Oh, they were great. Like we had, like even sent me a text after the date. It was like, I had a great time, blah, blah, blah. I hope the rest of your weekend's good because that was the weekend of Midnight Swim. So he knew I already had plans for the weekend. So, and then Sunday was just like, I hope you had a great time last night. I hope your weekend went well.
Came out of nowhere. You didn't send him a text. He just came out of nowhere.
Right. Just came out of nowhere. And so I sent one back and then didn't hear anything else after that. Off the face of the planet, don't know what happened. Well, last night.
And he could have found you, like,
he could have found me. If he wanted to. Yeah, I mean, you can find my email address. I mean, just search me on Facebook. I mean, I'm right there.
I don't know if you noticed this too, but you're also on the radio.
Well, yeah. There's that too. And there's a big old website.
What station are you on? What station are you on?
Q100. I'm on Q100. I'm on Q100Atlanta.com. My email's right there. Hi, you can leave a comment. I mean, you can, like, you can find me.
From time to time, you tweet.
And speaking of, is this what you're about to say have to do with that tweet last night?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because
Yeah. So I was out with a girlfriend last night, and I was like, I mean, this is just really strange that he hasn't texted me back because we had such a great time, and it's hard to find somebody you can have really good conversations with. So I made her text him and just say, what are you up to? How have you been? And we didn't put the name or anything.
And this is from a phone number he doesn't even have.
Right. Okay. That he wouldn't have in his phone anyways. So he was like, been good. Who's this? Almost immediately text back. Almost immediate text back. It was within the minute that he texts back. Like, who is this? And we wouldn't put who it was.
Player.
We did not say anything on who it was. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I lost my phone, or my phone screen went out. And so I don't have any numbers. I don't memorize numbers either. So who is this? We wouldn't say. We're like, so what happened to your phone? When did you get a new one? And he goes, yesterday. Well, I sent you a text message on Thursday. So I'm like putting two and two together. Like, you just got a new phone yesterday. You wouldn't go a week with no phone.
Either way, it's inconsequential. Right. I wanted to get in touch with you.
He would have gotten in touch with me. So
I don't even believe he got a new phone.
Right. Yeah, we didn't believe it either. But yeah, I mean, just be like upfront, honest. Don't send me like messages that are like really sweet and like leading on if you're not like interested. So you know what I mean? Because I
that is the strange part. Because say you guys went out on that date and then he stopped from there on out, then you would realize, okay, he's not into me. He wasn't feeling it on the date or whatever. But that's the confusing part, is he continued to text for 3 days following.
And spontaneously, not even reacting to hers.
Right.
Well, let's ask guys. 404-741-Q100. If you were Wendy's best guy friend, what would you say happened to this mm-hmm. dude?
I do think the Jen is exactly right. The text following the date is weird because
it is weird because mm-hmm. after two dates, I went out on dates with people and then you don't want to go out again, but you don't want to say you don't want to go out again, so you right. just stop calling mm-hmm. or you just stop returning right. phone calls, but you don't continue to text for 3 days and then.
Then what's the
stop.
Date cutoff too? Because how many dates do you go on where you still have the opportunity to just drift away? You know, is it 2 dates? Is it 3 dates?
I think it's four.
So four, right. you can go on four so. Dates and still disappear.
Right. You could have just disappeared. But the confusing part was the nice messages like afterwards. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so it seems like he's almost like setting it up for the next date. Right. And then he
yeah.
just it
disappears.
Falls. I mean, the phone lines are lit up and we'll get dudes' opinions here in a second. But at the end of the day, does it even matter?
Well, not anymore. Like, it's just like I'm going to brush it off. But I mean, it's still kind of like
frustrating.
It's frustrating and disappointing, too. Like, just trying to get back into the dating thing. And this is why I'm not good at dating. Like, this is why I'm just like hang out, like interested, and then just blah.
Well, because it makes you feel like your radar is off because mm-hmm. you were having such a good time and you were feeling this chemistry and this connection. And right. obviously, he wasn't. So it makes you feel like, wait a second, my radar was so off. But it could be that he was just trying to be a really nice guy and that he's got
maybe.
Easygoing personality, he can
or
get along with just basically anyone or whatever.
Well, I think
but
what
if
we
he
need...
was a player, he'd still be stringing her along. He wouldn't have cut her off.
Well, the no, calls are coming in from guys that are saying that he's not into you. That we know.
Right.
I think what we're trying to get a definition on are
why
the texts and why that. And I think this is very relatable to a lot of women. Like, why does the dude keep texting mm-hmm. or keep calling even if he doesn't have any intention of ever going out with you ever again?
Because it's the player thing. Because here's the deal: he goes out. How many dates you have total? Two.
Just 2 dates.
Okay,
yeah.
So after the second date, you get a couple texts from him. Mm-hmm. He's keeping it going, right? And that's also because he's got Melissa up in the air and Jen up in the air and Joanna up in the air and Michelle up in the air and Brittany up in the air and everybody's, you know, all the balls are in the air and you're just one of them. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is maybe Jen is the one that he's wanted. Like, that's A-list.
Right.
First stringer. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden she starts calling him more often or she just broke up with her boyfriend or something like that. Boom, the focus goes to her, and all the other balls fall to the ground because that's the one that he wants.
Well, then so why an immediate text just back throwing... to my friend?
Because, I mean, anybody's...
He's still playing.
I'll answer it. If somebody sends me a text, and it comes up from a weird number, and it's like, hey, how have you been? I'll write back, great, who is this? You know, because you want to know who it is.
Yeah.
Here's Ben. He thinks he can give you some clarity. Hey, Ben.
Awesome.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good. Okay, so you're Wendy's best guy friend now. What do you tell her?
Yeah, it's usually... the way I used to play around and everything, it's one of those things, you know, born and raised a Southern hospitality. You try to be nice to everybody and not, like, hurt anybody's feelings, but, you know, you go out and do your own thing, and, you know, you kind of let them linger, which is bad, but a lot of guys, we don't think about that. So it's one of those things where we don't think about the other person, where we're just trying to make, you know, not come off as a bad guy, but then... You know, I got to the point where I'd be bored and just want to call somebody up, and, you know, you text them out of the blue, but then something else comes around, you almost go ADD on it, I guess.
So what are you saying, Wendy? You would rather not get any follow-up Southern gentleman texts or
yes.
calls. If he's not into you, stop calling me
yes.
immediately after the date,
yes.
is what you're saying.
I'd rather have no comment on the date and just let it go than having a comment and comments after that or text after that. Being really sweet, because of course, I mean, girls are filled with emotions that leads you on and you're like super excited about it, and then if they're reciprocating the excitement, then all of a sudden it's gone, like that leaves you in the dark. Whereas if you don't text right after that, okay, I got the hint, you don't have to do anything else.
Either way, he's going to be a big old fat jerk in your head, though. Either he stops calling entirely or he's trying
not
to be nice.
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
no, because
it's a clear picture. It's
right.
a clear picture.
The texting is leading her on.
Yeah. Right.
When if he just stopped calling, then she goes, oh, okay, not into it.
I get it.
Because you would do that to a guy, right?
Right, exactly.
Like if you go out on a date with a guy, it doesn't go well, you're not really that into
right.
it. You cut it off at that point.
You don't mention the date or thank you or whatever. I mean, you just stop. You don't.
That's it.
I think it's nothing.
I think for guys, it's just be a little more... I don't know. Like, if you have several lines cast out, I can't believe I'm doing a fishing reference, but I'm trying to talk to guys, so I'm trying to do some kind of sport. If you have
Thank
several
you.
Lines cast out, because everybody dates in clusters, life usually ends up that way. When you start opening yourself up to really wanting to be in a relationship, then all of a sudden 5 people show up instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're more interested in. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's Jeff or the caller that said that. You know who you're most interested in. So if you have the lines cast out, then just... play the most with the one that you really want and let the other ones be a little looser and don't do the follow-up text. If you know that Wendy's not the one you're after, then after that date, don't lead her on. Because just, you know what I mean? Like, just be a little more responsible with your playing.
Most are saying exactly what Melissa's saying, is that he's probably seen a whole bunch of different women.
Right, which is cool.
But Lewis doesn't think so. Hey, Lewis.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I love the show, guys. Makes my morning tolerable.
Thank you.
He said tolerable, right? And not horrible?
Yes. Tolerable.
Okay, cool. What's up?
Well, my theory on the Wendy thing is that because, you know, everybody, you can tell, everybody loves Wendy. And I don't know her, and I love Wendy. But it's that, you know, he might not want her to think that he wants something serious too soon because, you know, she's very fun to hang out with, talk. She said they had good talks and everything. So he might not want that to change too fast and keep having the fun, if you may, and not bring it into a relationship kind of thing too soon or too fast, where usually things change. And that's my theory about it, that he might be trying to take a little time off so he doesn't send a, you know, serious relationship.
Thank you for
calling. You think he sniffed out that you were more into him than he wanted you to be?
I don't think so, because I never even referenced anything like that. We were just having fun and just, I mean, hanging out. Like, there's nothing about wanting a relationship or even, long-term dating come up.
Are you sure you didn't get tipsy and start talking about wedding colors?
No, I don't do that. I'm not looking for a husband.
Our children will look fantastic.
No, I'm not looking to get married, settle down anytime soon.
You weren't trying on his last name.
No,
you pass those gumball machines, see the little ring in there. Oh, won't you get me one of those? Because you'll get me the bigger one later. Nothing like that.
No.
So the message that you want clear as day for guys is this. If you're not into me, then just stop texting.
Right after the date. No 3-day lingers.
Okay.
But women have to be responsible enough to not be bugging. And, why?
Exactly.
I think that's a great point. That if we're going to do that, then you have to, your end of the agreement is don't go psycho on us.
Agree.
Okay.
Totally agree with that.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
So this really boils down to the question that we've talked about on the show before. Like, if two people are about to get married, and you're looking at them and you're like, this is never going to work. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I say something to one of them or do I just let it happen? Now, in this case, Danielle here has a little more experience with the couple because she, I think, used to live with both of them. Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did I get that right? Did all of you live together in the same house?
Yes.
All right. And
was it just the three of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And two dogs.
Okay.
Three of you, two dogs.
All right, and give us a snapshot of what it was like in that house with all three of you guys.
Well, at first, I lived there for 3 months, and at first it was okay, because I think they kind of tried to keep the arguing to a minimum while I was around.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just started to get steadily worse. They started, like, baiting each other in front of TV, and like, the TV and comment, and say, like, someone was hot, and then the other one would get offended. But they kept doing it, like, every other day.
I'm sorry.
The arguments would escalate, and they'd argue about, like, whether or not who should take the dog out, how they prepared their meals, And then it finally, like, I hit my breaking point when they got into an argument about who could play whose guitar. And the, yeah, and the argument lasted 15 minutes, which I started timing 5 minutes in.
And these people are going to get married, yet they don't want to share.
Oh, I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just wonderful.
Now, were they dating at the time they were doing all this arguing?
Yes.
Okay, so they were already dating, and you moved in to live with them for a short time.
Yes.
Got it.
They've only been dating for about not even a year, though.
So are we talking about, like, friction every single day between these two?
Yeah.
Did the 3 months you lived there, was that pre-planned, or was it 3 months because you couldn't take any more and you moved out?
Oh, it was pre-planned. It was only a summer internship.
Okay.
So 404-741-Q100. Now, you're a bridesmaid at this point. So yeah. I'm wondering if the timing on this changes anything. Like, the opportunity for her to say something to one of them is over after they invite you to be a bridesmaid and you say
and
yes.
You accept.
Well, what really bothers me is they're about to sign a mortgage on a house before they get married, and they're looking at houses now. So I need to know if I want to say something sooner rather than later.
Hmm. Do you think they should not be together at all?
No.
Who are you closer to, the guy or the girl?
The girl.
The girl.
Not even close?
Yeah, we've been like really good friends for 6 years, and I just met the guy a few months ago.
And she, and obviously they're close if she asked her to be in the wedding.
Mm-hmm. And I've told you guys before, I've had to do this. It has to be a very special relationship that you have with the person that's about to get engaged, though. And I think there are very few people that you can do this with. It has to be somebody you feel like you're close enough to that you're either a brother or your sisters, where you can sit them down beforehand and go, look, before you do this, let's just talk things out a couple of times here. If you have that special relationship, then I almost think it's your responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Mm-hmm. Other than the bickering, are there other reasons you don't think she should marry him?
Well, she's been in past relationships before that have involved bickering every day, and they've all ended when the guy has realized that it's not good for them. So she has yet to realize that a relationship is sour. So, I mean, that would be my reasoning why it's not meant to be, because this has happened over and over again throughout college.
Some of these relationships, I mean, we were just talking to Brittany on the air the other day, the DJ that comes on at 10 o'clock, and she's got one of these relationships with her boyfriend, and it's based on them arguing and giving each other a hard time, but there's still something very loving at the base of it, where they still respect each other and care for each other, and it works for them.
It definitely works for them, but you don't think it works for your roommate in the same way?
No, because I feel like most of the time it's him picking on her.
Oh.
And I feel like she's the victim a lot of the time. And I don't know if that's just because I'm her really good friend or if it's because it's true.
Does anyone else in the bridal party feel the same way, do you know?
Nobody else knows the relationship as well as I do. Like, okay. They haven't even been dating in, like, 2 years.
How old are they?
They're one's 23 and one's 24.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
If I'm governor, nobody gets married until you're 30. If this, we wouldn't even be taking this call because nobody's getting married until you're 30 in Georgia. Good morning, Sunny. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert. Hey. I would just comment and say I think she should just, like, leave it alone. Like, because there's, like, obviously there's a lot of stuff that happens in the back that she may not see. There's all these aspects of the relationship that happen just between the two people involved. And so, like, on the chance that she's wrong and they actually, like, really do love each other for, like, the rest of the time, you know, it would just be embarrassing, and it would sever a relationship between her and her friend, the bride. So, I mean, really, I mean, and if it would be different if she was a relative, too, like if she was her sister or her mother or an aunt or somebody. But the fact that she's just, like, a friend and she was a roommate, and it's just kind of, like, out of bounds, you know? Like, there's just a line drawn between, like, relationships that you have, like, romantically and relationships that you have, like, as friends, you know?
I kind of disagree with the family thing, because I think for some, it just depends on your relationship. I think for some, a friend saying it may actually force somebody to listen more so than a mother or a sister. And I think that if you really are concerned, it's just the way you say it. You know, instead of saying, I think you shouldn't get married, I don't think that's the way you should approach it. It could just be, hey, I just want to ask you if, you know, what you think about this. Because it may not even cross her mind that other people may notice this.
I mean, if you're looking at like a probability percentage, I think you probably have a 90% probability that if you have a talk with a soon-to-be bride or groom and tell them that you don't think the relationship is going to work, they're not going to listen to you anyway. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10 won't even listen to
unless
you.
There
and
are,
then the relationship, your relationship with that couple is done.
Unless they're already thinking it and they just need somebody to push them over the edge.
That's the 10%.
If you look at the situation like we talked about Brittany and her boyfriend yesterday, I think if you approached either of them with that, they would both become instantly defensive of the relationship.
Because they're strong in it.
Yeah.
I approached them one time on it, or I approached her one time on it and mentioned that they kind of argue a lot. And she just said, well, that's the point they're in their relationship.
That's what?
That's the point they're in?
They're just going through a phase. Oh. We're going through the arguing phase. Good morning, Brad. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert Show. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I got a buddy of mine who got married. This was years ago. He was getting ready to get married, and I sat him aside. I said, Kevin, I just don't think this is the right girl for you. The night before the wedding, he gets married in Vegas. We're all out there, and I look at her, and I said, Jennifer, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about to be getting married tomorrow? She looked me right in the eye and said, 0.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed my buddy. I said, Kevin, you can leave right now. I'll still be your friend. If you get married, I'll still be your friend. I don't think this is going to work. 3 years later, they're divorced, and we're still good buddies. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to be upfront and honest with people and tell what you think.
What was the rule that we made on the show? We did this months ago where we asked brides to call us up and tell us if, like, somebody in your family came to you the night before the wedding or the day before the wedding and said it's not going to work, but you went through with it anyway, inevitably, what was the outcome? Wasn't it overloaded with with failed marriages? Yeah. Like, they should have listened to the advice before they got in. But there was a specific person that we
wasn't
said.
Wasn't it the dad in the beginning?
It was the dad. It was the
before
parents.
Before you walked down the aisle.
Yeah, but your dad is the one.
We also talked about the fact, though, and I think Jen backed this up, that every dad... Jen started it, and every bride called up and said every dad has that conversation.
Well, not to say that it's a bad
thing,
but
bail.
The dad will say, like, are you sure?
Right.
You know,
that's different than you shouldn't.
That's a lot different than you shouldn't. Right. Yeah. Are you sure? And if you're not sure, that's okay. I can walk you out of here. But if a dad sits you down and says, this is not going to work, I think you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with that last call. I think that you should talk to your friend about it. And I think, you know, it's in the way that you bring it up and that sort of thing. But just, you know, out of friendship concern for her and, like, you know, just asking her questions on how, you know, what she thinks that the future is and if she's really happy and if she really thinks this is the right thing. And then if she says yes and she goes through with it, you've still got to stand by her.
Good morning. Yeah. Courtney, you're on Q100.
Hi. I actually had a friend who, before me and my husband got married, confronted me and was like, you know, I don't think that you should, you know, marry him. Your relationship isn't, you know, you guys are fighting all the time and, you know, we're still happily married and it's going to be a year in July. So me and my friend are friends, but, you know, I appreciated her, you know, stepping in and telling me her honest opinion.
It may just give you peace of mind more than anything else, because I really do think that in very few cases it will actually change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you'll be able to sleep at night thinking, you know what, I said my piece and I live with some honesty.
Mm-hmm. And I also think that there's been time in my circle of friends, there's been times where someone has voiced concern when somebody's first started dating and it hasn't been up to the marriage part. But when somebody first started dating, somebody said, well, I'm not sure. That was also kind of a test for that person who was told it. Like, oh, well, I have not really exposed my friends to this person as much as I should. So the person they were dating, they started kind of making sure they were around more. They communicated more, became friends with the other people more. And then those relationships grew. So it's also a litmus test, I think, on how much you interact and how, you know, it could improve your relationship with them by saying something to her rather than, you know, breaking it apart.
So individually, where are we with advice? Wendy?
Definitely talk to her. I mean, you have to express your opinion. I mean, she'd like you for it, but she might hate you for it. But in the end, she's going to go through with it no matter what you say.
I say talk to her also, Melissa.
Talk to her.
Yeah, I agree. Talk to her.
Keep your mouth shut.
You don't say anything, huh?
Yeah.
No.
So she's only a bridesmaid. She's not the...
Well, bridesmaid's kind of important. They put you in that position for a reason to give advice.
Maybe talk to the maid of honor if the maid of honor says...
That's a good idea. Throw it on her.
There you go.
But obviously you said the rest of the girls don't see it the way you do. So, I mean, it might be best coming from you.
Or it might not be there.
Either way, it's the way you feel about it. I'd go for it. I'd go for it. When are they getting married?
Not till next year.
Oh, okay. You got plenty of time. You got plenty of time to stew on this
sooner
one.
Sooner the better. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on it for too long.
And is the rule, if you are the fiance, right, and your best friend comes to you and says, look, I don't think that this marriage is going to work, as the person that's about to get married, do you have a responsibility to hide that information from the person that you're going to get married to, that that conversation ever happened, or do you go to them and tell them?
Well, if you're close,
I think you tell them.
Yeah,
you tell them, you say, hey, enough, Jen thinks that we're not going to get, that this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to fail.
Really?
Yeah, I would say something just to say, look, let me show you, let me tell you what other people think.
And I would never say anything.
Is that a real, because to me, again, I think, is that the truth? Should we really relook at this?
That relationship is over, though, then, between the friend and the person in the relationship that you didn't tell?
Not necessarily.
That's done.
Yeah, but is that relationship more important than the one you're about to enter into?
I don't know. Jeff, would you say anything?
I don't think you can, because once you, it's the same thing when people break up. Like, if somebody breaks up for the first time, you can't spend 30 minutes railing the ex-girlfriend or the ex-boyfriend to them, because if they get back together, then you're out. You know what I mean?
You're screwed. Like,
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filtered to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
Previously on The Burt Show.
Basically, I'm leaving for college tomorrow. My mom thinks that I'm moving into a dorm at a four-year school. Really, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be moving in with my dad. He lives in Indiana, which is where my college is. I don't really feel like I'm ready for a four-year college. What I've decided to do is I'm going to live with my dad, and I'm going to attend a two-year program, which is about 30 miles away from the school that my mom thinks I'm going to.
Now, I wasn't in on the first call here because I took off. Now, they got divorced. Parents are divorced, right?
Yes, been divorced since she was 8.
Okay.
Or and 10, something like that.
She was honest in saying that she was going to college.
Yes.
But just not.
I wasn't here either.
You weren't here
either. Her mom thinks she's going to a four-year university, and she's actually going to a two-year school that's closer to her father, and she's going to live with her father. Her mother thinks she's going to this four-year school and living in the dorm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And we had a follow-up with her a couple of days ago. And she still hadn't talked to her mom. And her dad, I think, gave her the ultimatum, right?
Right. Yes. She had until, like, what, Wednesday to tell her mom, or he was going to tell her mom for her.
That's right.
Yeah. And if anybody's confused about who's paying for it, well, both of her parents are paying for college, but they're doing it semester by semester. So her father was actually funding the first semester. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though her mom thinks her mom didn't have to write a check before she left.
So was that Wednesday ultimatum? Was that this couple days ago?
Yeah.
So this should be done.
It was Monday was the Wednesday ultimatum, right? That we heard about it.
We talked to her on Monday. She said, yeah, dad said, look, you better tell your mom about this.
Yeah. Don't lie to your mama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go to her. So Erica is back. Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What happened?
I'm all right.
Did Wednesday come and go and your dad moved the deadline date, or did he do something about it?
Well, it just turned into a total mess with my dad. Like, he I didn't tell my mom, and he just would not let up on it. He just kept pressuring me, and he kept saying, you know, you have to tell your mom. And we were arguing, you know, we spent like the past 3 days arguing, and I finally was just like, you know what, forget this. This is not what I pictured. This is not what I signed up for. And I was just really upset with him that he was not seeing my side of it, and he was not understanding, you know, why I wanted to protect my mother. So we had kind of a blowout fight, and I packed my stuff up, and I came back to Atlanta.
What? Funny.
So you're home now?
Yeah, I came home, and I...
What'd you tell your mom?
Yeah, what'd you tell your mom?
I did. I told her, and actually, like, it ended up working out... it ended up working out okay. Like, my mom was, you know, she understood why I didn't want to tell her, and she actually... felt bad that, you know, that I'd been in that position of not wanting to tell her, and she was very understanding, and she actually was just, you know, she was really upset with my dad for being...
So you put this all on your dad?
My dad just was not supportive, and she, she was pretty angry with my father, so...
So your dad was really sticking up, your dad was sticking up for your mom, and now your mom is mad at your dad?
What did you say to her to make her mad at him? Because I'm afraid you're manipulating this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just going to take a couple of days here and just kind of, you know, unwind a little bit from all of those recent stress. And then I'm going to look into seeing if there's...
No, what did you tell your mom?
You here, or else I'm just going to wait, sit out a semester and go in the spring, so...
Yeah, again, what did you tell your mom to manipulate her to be mad at your dad? Because I can't imagine if she knew the entire truth that she would actually be angry with him.
Well, I mean, I did tell her the entire truth. Like I said, you know, that I explained why I didn't want to tell her. And then I told her that my dad was being, you know, that he just kept arguing with me about it. And that he was, you know...
No, you didn't.
He was just being really, you know, just not supportive and not understanding at all.
Well, your dad was trying to get you to tell your mom. Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I mean...
Erica, honey, you've got to get out of this routine of playing one parent to the other.
People are not happy with you. Good morning. I like this. Kitty.
Hey.
What's going on?
Kitty cat.
Oh, I'm sure she has never heard this before.
Kitty cat.
You know, I want to tell this girl, grow up. You are being very manipulative with both of your parents. You're being a brat, and you're playing them against each other. Good riddance for your dad. If your mom is mad at him because he was being the adult and trying to get you to tell the truth and be honest and be an adult and make adult decisions and be responsible, then good riddance. Thank God he's left your mom. Or thank God they're divorced because that's ridiculous. Harsh.
Well, and also, Erica, I mean...
You just got schooled by someone named Kitty.
You said that this is not what... You said this is not what I signed up for when I got with him. What did you expect him... I mean, it seems like there's deeper issues than you just going...
I just feel like, okay, you know, everyone keeps saying, like, oh, you know, you have to be an adult. You have to act like an adult. Well, you know, if I'm an adult, then isn't it my decision and my business about whether or not, you know, I was going to tell my mom or when I was going to tell her? Like, you know, shouldn't that be left to me to decide that? Like, why was I being forced by my father to have to tell her?
Because he was asking you to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with her.
It's a crazy idea.
You don't agree with her.
People forcing other people into doing stuff.
Hey, not Angie, right. Good morning. You're on Q100.
That's what happens in Iraq, not in the United States of America.
Hi.
Not in the United States of America.
Like a true Republican.
Yeah.
What's going on, Angie?
I'm so irritated right now. I'm so irritated with this little girl. I mean, this is a girl going into college. She's supposed to be on her way to become a woman, and this is the kind of stuff that she does. And parents are driving me crazy with this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't understand how you can... Even your dad is trying to teach you to do the right thing and to not lie to your mother, and then you leave and say, "I didn't sign up for this." This is crazy. I want to just slap her. And I'm sorry, that doesn't sound real nice, but this girl is crazy.
Tell her to go pick a switch.
Your dad must be sitting there right now.
I'm gonna kick your butt.
Your dad must be sitting there just shaking his head right now. Like, here I was sticking up for mom. I'm like, your mom needs to know about this, and then she calls up and she's all upset at your dad. He must be like, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
Hey, like, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
I am infuriated right now. Get this immature little brat off the radio. Don't waste your time on her. Obviously, she's not going to grow up. Really, like, my parents are divorced. Yeah, I would have lied at first, but I would have came clean right at the end. I would not want to hurt my mom. And, you know, you just turned your parents on each other again, and that's why they're probably always arguing, and that's why you're never going to learn. You're an immature little brat, and you need to get off the radio.
Oh, boy. All right, Erica, I guess we got to let you go because Megan wants you off the radio.
Well, you know, she might have divorced parents, but every situation is different, and, you know, she's not in my shoes right now, so that's all I can say.
But you don't lie to your parents either. I come from divorced parents. You don't turn your parents against each other when they're trying to work out the situation and what's best for you.
Here's Bryce. Bryce, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell her I'm pretty much the same age as her. I'm going into my sophomore year of college, and I used to do the exact same thing to my parents. Like, I wouldn't tell them the truth, or I would tell one the truth and not the other, and kind of put them against each other, and it all came crashing down around me.
Yeah, that is jacked up right there, for sure.
That's so unfair. Yeah. It's just unfair. You don't treat people that way, and you don't treat your parents that way. And I agree with, you know, I agree with Wendy where they're trying to make the best of the situation. They were trying to open it up, or your father was trying to open up what he thought was a great opportunity for you and him to spend time together, and you turned on him like that.
Yeah, it's senseless to go on because everybody's really upset at you, and they're all saying the same thing.
Are you going to even keep going to college at all?
Well, I mean, I'm going to try to find a place, either, you know, see if I can still go this semester here, and then if I can't, then, you know, I'll sit out a semester. I also want to say, like, I do feel bad about how it went down with my dad. Like, that was not my plan or my intention.
But then apologize to him.
I ruled out of control.
Then apologize to him and tell him that.
You got to make this
right. And tell your mom the truth.
I don't think you need to. I think you should just go into family therapy. Like, I don't think, as a patient. Yeah, as a patient or as a therapist, because why go to college? You've got it figured out.
You got to somehow make this right between your mom and your dad. You're the one that jacked it up right here. And you got to make it right.
All right. I'll see. I don't know.
You're not going to do anything. You're not going to do anything.
Right. Thank you for sharing with us, though.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filtered to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.
And we have taken calls before from dudes that have been a little bit nervous to approach their girlfriends or their fiance about her weight gain before the wedding, but we've never done it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy here has got a boyfriend that's put on some weight, and he's not planning on taking this thing off at all. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Burt Show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for listening. How are you?
I guess all right.
How long y'all been going out now?
About 6 years.
6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh. So we've been talking about marriage for a while now, but weren't sure if the time was right. And then beginning of this year, my fiance, now fiance, was just like, well, you know, let's just go for it. It's been too long. Times are good. Let's do it.
Plus, he's probably getting nervous that Savvy's going to run out of tuxedo jackets in his size.
I can always sew two together.
Well, see, the problem is when we first started going out, he was 160 pounds, and he's a pretty tall guy. He's about 5'11", so he was really skinny back then. But as years went by and situations at work, he was traveling a lot, so always grabbing meals on the go, and, you know, it was 10 pounds, 20 pounds, to 100 pounds.
So have you guys ever talked about it before, like on the gradual build?
Yeah, we talked about it, and initially we were like, okay, you know, we're going to work out together, we're going to lose the weight, and then we're going to decide on getting married and this and that, and it just never happened. And this year when we, you know, decided that we were going to get married, you know, he just said it would serve as a motivation for him to lose the weight before the wedding. And now we're 3 months away from the wedding, and he is pretty much grown another one of himself.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, he's up about 120 pounds from what he used to be.
Damn.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, you said as the gradual increase happened that you talked about working out, but it just didn't, it never came to fruition.
Right, because he had different work schedules, and, you know, he was just traveling all the time. So,
well, my
I don't
point
really blame him, but, you know, I bought him a multinational gym membership so that way he could always access a, you know, gym near him, but there was always a gym available in the hotel lobby. I mean, it just never got around.
Well,
and I'm not doing this because of appearance or anything. I love him the way he is. I'm more so worried about his health because it's just not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Blah,
and just starting
all right,
our life
okay
out together.
I don't mean to interrupt, right, but yeah, okay.
Blah, 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 not healthy.
So the reason I brought that up is because when we tell guys about approaching their women who they think are overweight, that we put the responsibility on them to initiate the workouts, to work out together, because that's what you said. So I'm wondering, did you initiate the workouts with him? Did you take him with you to go work out during this time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. And he would, literally, he would circle the gym, and he'd be like, okay, I guess I'm going to shoot some hoops. And 15 minutes later, you know, I'm just starting to break my sweat, and he's like, okay, let's go.
Oh,
and
really?
Said,
and like she just said, she got him that membership where he could work out when he traveled.
Mm-hmm. But if he's by himself, he's not going to do it.
You're
she would have done it.
We've talked about this before also, that I think because women think like women. And you are approaching him about his weight loss the way that you would want to be approached as a woman, whereas guys don't think that way. You can be a little bit more harsh. You don't have to take this whole angle of you're worried about his health, because that's crap. Yeah, you're worried about his health, but you don't think he looks as good anymore,
right,
and you're not as attracted to him.
Well, and I think you also think once you're getting married, like a lot of people immediately think about children, and then he's passing all that down to his kids, right? I mean,
exactly.
We're talking about genetics here. When... Right?
Correct.
Yes.
I mean, exactly. Fat parents have fat kids, right?
Yeah.
So
that won't speak to him. Here, you got to dumb it down. You're a woman and you're being too smart right now.
Okay.
Stop doing that.
Yes. You got to dumb it down here.
I didn't know if it could get much dumber than that.
No, it's about sex and it's about her being attracted to him.
Okay.
Well, I think I've done both. I've been harsh with him. I've been lovingly, you know, trying to speak to him. And it's just not.
How harsh have you been?
I mean, to the point I've said I'm going to call off the wedding if he doesn't lose weight. I thought that was pretty harsh.
That's pretty harsh.
Yep.
What did he say to that?
I would file that under harsh.
Well, what did he say when you told him that?
He's like, yeah, I'm working on it. And, you know, he would go out and get personal trainers and, you know, do the thing for an hour. And 2-3 days later, it's back to the same thing. I mean, it's to the point where he walks into a restaurant and they have his meal ready before the guy orders.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're following through on your threats, though. If you're being harsh about it, then cancel the wedding. Or if you're going to, you know, be harsh about the sex, you know, cut it off.
You just don't hear, like, dudes talk about, like, depression eating and stuff like that, because that's just something that we wouldn't talk about. But does that happen with dudes also?
I'm sure.
Like, that's the way you deal with your stress is you eat.
Comfort? Yeah. I'm sure it is.
I think this is what it's turning out to be. It's just his solace. Like, he just turns to food now or something, because there's something that I'm missing here.
Good morning, Q100. This is Amy.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
I just wanted to say that I was in the military, and I got injured, and after I got out, my boyfriend and I decided to get married, and we both put on about 30 pounds. Well, it was the same thing. We were like, we were going to lose weight, and he's like, I'm going to work out with you. So it got to the point to where I just had to completely ignore him. We cut
that out, mm-hmm. and I started buying the groceries that I wanted to buy, and if he wanted to eat, then he was just going to eat what was in the house. I got up and went to the gym every evening, and I was just like, I don't want to be fat, and I put it harsh and that bluntly, and I've lost 30 pounds, and he has finally realized that, oh, if I want to get some of that and I don't want my wife out at the gym all the time by herself, then I'm going to go out with her. And he's lost 15.
Wow.
Mm. Okay.
So it was just leading by example mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah. Well, and mm-hmm. it wasn't saying, oh, come on, honey, let's go, let's go. It was, I'm going, and if you want to go with me, you can go, period.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Allison, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. If you tell your fiancé that for every 30 pounds he loses, he gains an inch down there, maybe he'll start going.
Is that true? Because I've heard that well, rumor.
What?
That is straight from Dr. Oz. Oz on Oprah. Oprah is a goddess.
Why don't you just gain 30 pounds and lose it, then gain 30 pounds and lose it, then gain 30 pounds and lose it.
Is that true?
That's what Dr. Oz has said, yeah.
Really?
I think it's just the perception.
Well, it's just you're growing around it, so when you lose it, it looks bigger,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's like, hi there. Here I am. I've been under all this.
I've never heard that before.
Hey, Mike, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. What's up?
Well, I just think that there's absolutely nothing she's going to be able to do other than just say the wedding's off, because he's going to continue to gain weight. It mm-hmm. apparently seems to me like he just doesn't care right now. I mean, mm-hmm. he's gonna stay the way he is. Unless she just lays down the law, it's not going to happen. And that's the way we guys think.
Are you, I mean, Judy, it's a fake name and you're on The Voice Disguiser and everything like mm-hmm. that. Do you, what's the word I'm looking for here? You're not looking forward to the intimate times with him anymore. Is that true?
Well, not just that. It's like we have no life anymore. Before, we used to be active. We used to run around and, you know, travel and be spontaneous about things. And now he's just lacking energy in everything. I mean, you know, he works, comes home, and he's just lazy and tired and just doesn't want to be his old self.
Well,
anymore.
I got to tell you, that's not going to get any better after you get married. I mean, men don't become less lazy and tired when you marry them. Okay.
Hey, Jen, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Something I've noticed with all men, even if they don't show a jealous side, they do. And if you show the determination and the will to go ahead and lose the weight, from my own personal experience, it encourages them when they start to see you trim down and become the American view of beautiful and start to lose more weight. Even if you're beautiful, it's heavy, because I believe you truly can be. But the streamlined American view is slim is pretty. If you start to lose that weight, he'll start to see that you're becoming more attractive to other men, and it's going to make him want to trim down.
Do you need to lose weight, Judy?
No. Well, since we've started dating, I've gained about probably 15 pounds or so. But since the beginning of this year, I have worked my butt off, and I've lost about 12 pounds already.
Okay.
Wow. So he's not really the jealous type at all. I mean, he'll pass comments or whatnot, but he doesn't even let that bother him. It's just like he's in a totally different world, and he just doesn't seem, you know, anything else around him.
Jennifer here thinks it's deeper than that. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Yeah, hey, I don't mean to sound harsh, but I really just don't think he wants to get married. It really sounds like that's why he's depressed. And I don't mean to be cruel and everything, but maybe he's just not ready. And this is his way. Maybe even in maybe it's not even a conscious thing to himself.
Well, because she's already threatened to cut off the wedding, and he hasn't done anything about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you think maybe that's the case? Because he's the one that went out and, you know, asked for my hand for my marriage, and did the whole thing with my parents, and did all our bookings and stuff. So I know that's not the case. I mean, we're ready to start our life together. He's working on our new place to live and everything like that. It's just not putting forth the effort.
Maybe he feels like he has to. Maybe he feels like he had to do that.
I mean, after 6 years of dating each other, it's either pee or get off the pot. And he probably...
He could have felt the pressure.
I mean, it's definitely something to consider. I don't think you have to, you know, I don't think you need to be super defensive about it, because he did propose to you and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, it is a grain of something to consider.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that. I know him well enough to know that's not the reason.
But you don't know him well enough to know why he... He's gained 125 pounds.
Guys are lazy.
125 pounds worth? Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of lazy right there.
I don't think
that's trying very hard to be lazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of lazy, but if we're talking over 6 years,
it's a lot of weight.
It's over 6 years. So
I mean, that's 2 pounds
a
month.
That's a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. Still a lot.
Most are calling up saying
it's
that,
a lot, but it's
we're being a little bit too superficial here. That this is depression. Hey, Jackie. Okay.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
But you guys, I think it's more of a, he needs to see a physician. It sounds more like depression. It doesn't sound like you guys say he used to be very active, spontaneous. Now he's coming home and sitting on a couch and doing nothing. That is a clear sign of depression.
Mm-hmm.
His whole lifestyle has changed. It's not that he probably doesn't want to marry her. It's just maybe, you know, something different has happened in his life. But I think he needs to go have a physical and be seen by a physician and maybe some nice little Percocet, you know?
I know if Stacy came to me. Right.
And a nice little pill.
I know Stacy came to me and hit me more of a with a psychological concern than a weight concern, then I would probably be more open to listening to her if I put on that kind of weight. Mm-hmm. If she said, look, I'm watching you over the last couple of years and, you know, you just used to be so full of energy and so full of life and now you're sitting on the couch and life is just passing us both by and you just don't seem happy. Then do you think you need to see somebody about that? That would probably motivate me more than going, hey, you're a fat ass and I'm not having sex with you.
I think that you're a different kind of guy, though, because I think a lot of guys hear therapists or counseling and run immediately in the other
direction. Anything medical.
Yeah.
And going to the doctor's not going to motivate him. Because all the doctor's going to tell him is you got to lose weight.
And going to a shrink is going to motivate him even less. Because well, that's not...
She can't get married to a guy like this. Forget about the weight loss. I mean, this is a guy that's not enjoying life anymore. He comes home, he sits on the couch, and life is passing him by. And this is a dude that this is not the same guy that you signed up for 6 years ago.
So maybe your focus shouldn't be, you're so concerned about the wedding. Maybe your focus should be, you need to be more concerned about him. You know, wedding aside, is there something deeper like listeners are saying?
Well, that could be the conversation to have with him is, it's not that I don't want to get married to you. It's that I want to get married to the guy that I met, that I knew 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Like that would be more of a wake up call to me.
Have you hit him with that yet?
Not really.
Maybe that's
I may have brushed past that topic that you're not the same person I knew, but I haven't really, you know, been harsh about it.
I don't think you've been harsh about anything. I mean, it goes back to what I said earlier about following through. If you're going to do one of these things that we've suggested, you have to follow through on it instead of just kind of, because I think there's a lot of times that women will drop a hint or will just, you know, be passive aggressive and think that's going to work and then get mad when it doesn't. And it doesn't sound like that works for him.
And it may not be a case of harsh at this point. It may be a case of reality. I mean, you're about to get married to a guy that, and spend the rest of your life with a guy that right now isn't the guy that you fell in love with.
And I think we always criticize women for thinking they can change men. So, I mean, this is your chance right now to try to get him to see the light and see if he'll change himself. But if he doesn't, are you signing up for it, you know?
Hey, Judy, that's all the time we have for you today. I hope you got a couple of different ideas there, though.
Great, I did. Thanks, Rachel.
All right, will you follow up with us in a couple of weeks after you have a talk with him or whatever?
Yeah, I'll do. Hopefully it'll be some good news.
I hope so,
good
too.
Luck.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience. It's confidence. Purelator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purelator. Keep it purring.